Nashville in the next round?
It's going to be a good test. Best team in the regular season, I think. You know, we've had some tight games against them, and we know they have a lot of depth both up front and on the back end, and one of the best goalies in the league. So we're looking forward to that challenge.
What did you learn about that team during the regular season series that you can use going into the playoff, into the second round?
Well, I think you learn their style of play and what makes them effective. And you know, they have a lot of scoring from the back end, and a lot of their offense comes through that back end jumping up in the rush. And you know, they have four lines that can hurt you. I think you look at kind of who was driving them in the Colorado series. It wasn't necessarily the Johansson line. I think they got big contributions from Sissons and Watson, and you know, they're built a lot like our team. I think it's not just one line that's going to hurt you. It's not just one D pairing that's going to play all the minutes. It's kind of a team where they'll throw anyone out on the ice against anyone, and you know, they're comfortable with kind of any matchup they get.
Any advantage for you to have finished your first round in five versus their six?
I mean, it's a couple extra days of rest, but you know, I don't think that's gonna make a huge difference. I think, you know, they're relatively healthy. I think going into the series, we should be relatively healthy as well, and you know, it's gonna be a good test for us starting on the road.
Adam, the series during the regular season was very offensive between the two teams, 41 goals in all those games. Is there any chance that continues in the playoffs?
Well, you know, I think both teams can score. You know, both teams are going to be looking to try and clamp down defensively. I think we're going to try and avoid the 6-5 games like we had in the regular season. You know, it's going to be a tight checking series. I don't think you can expect games to be 6-5 every night. But like I said, you know, both teams can score. Both teams can defend. It's going to be a good series.
What's the challenge to defending that second wave that they get from their D?
Well, it's important, I think, when you get in on the forecheck that you make sure that their D don't beat you up the ice. And, you know, their forwards are so used to having that second wave. They're looking for that option if they don't have a play to the net or a play through the seam. And, you know, sometimes you get caught over back checking, and then you're scrambling and trying to get in the shooting lane. They have a lot of guys on the back end that can really shoot the puck. So, you know, it's just about making sure you back check smart. You kind of take your assignment and you don't try and do someone else's job.
Some ill will between you guys and them?
Oh, I mean, you play teams in the Central Division. I think you play them enough that, you know, there's going to be some heated games. I think, you know, over the last few years, there's been some games where, you know, there's certainly been some penalty minutes and there's been the odd fight. But, you know, I think that stuff kind of gets thrown out the window, and it's a whole new ball game. It's for us, it's going to be important that we stay disciplined. They have a big power play and they can hurt you. I think you saw that in game three for us, where we let the emotions get the best of us, and then we're killing penalties, and you know, that's not when we're at our best.
You probably won't know what it's like until you're a couple games in, but how about the matchup down the middle? Obviously, as one of the center icemen there, what you expect in that head-to-head with those guys?
Are we talking face-offs or line matching?
A little bit of both.
You know, I think they're one of the best face-off teams in the league. They got, you know, a lot of guys that are running at 55 and above. I think you look at Johansson, what he's been able to do in the circle. Sissons, Fisher, those guys. And, you know, they got Kyle Turris and Nick Bonino. So they have a lot of depth down the middle. I think, you know, that's the strength of our team, too. We have a lot of guys that can come in and take face-offs, a lot of guys that can play in the middle. So, you know, we're comfortable rolling all four of our lines. I think they are, too.
Adam, it seems a lot of people around the league, even commentators, what have you, really been anticipating this series. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think you look at the standings. You got the first place team and the second place team in the overall standings, most points. I think, you know, it's everyone kind of seems like they were hoping for this series to happen. There's a lot of anticipation, and you got, you know, the two highest point teams in the league facing off. I think, you know, people are expecting a very close series. You know, a lot of speed, a lot of skill, and, you know, hopefully we're able to display that.
You guys are relishing it, too? Were you?
You know what? I think we're happy to move on. You know, whether we were going to play Colorado or Nashville, we were, you know, excited at the opportunity to just keep advancing in the playoffs, I think. You always want to beat the best teams, and you know, we have an opportunity to play the best team in the league right now. So, you know, moving forward, we know it's going to be a good challenge for us.
No skate today. What's this day like for your group?
Well, you know, you get in the gym, you know, make sure you're staying sharp and use it as a rest day. I think in the next few days, it's all about preparation now that we know who we're going to play, and just make sure we're going into game one feeling good.
How unfair or disappointing is it with the playoff format that one of the top two teams in the leagues will be eliminated after the second round?
I don't think it's unfair. You know, it certainly people are saying, you know, they wish it went back to the conference or whatever, but you look at the other side, you got Boston and Toronto. One of those teams is going to be out after the first round, and I think they're second and third on that side. So, you know, there's only going to be one team that wins the Stanley Cup. You're going to have to play every team eventually. So, you know, it's going to be a good challenge playing Nashville in the second round.
How much of a support lesson your group learned in round one?
Well, I think it's just about handling the emotions and kind of the waves. You look at game one, we're up 1-0 in the third, and they score two quick goals, and you know, we're able to handle that and kind of don't let that deflate us. We get the answer back, and we're able to win that game. And then you look at game three, and we kind of let the emotions get the best of us, and we take some penalties, and you know that kind of was the story in the game and the difference. We allow them back in the game, and I think, you know, moving forward, we've kind of realized that, you know, our team's best when we're trying to play our game. We're not allowing them to dictate kind of the terms the game's going to be played on. You know, we're using our speed and we're playing to our strengths.
How rugged and physical do you expect it to be, maybe compared to the first series you had?
Well, you know what, I think it's going to be similar in a sense. I think it's going to be a fast series. It's kind of what we talked about. You look at how well their D skate and you know, how skilled their group of forwards is. They're going to be up the ice. They're going to be moving the puck. And I think you look at the makeup of our team, and you know, we're built on speed, and we're built on our D joining the rush too. And you know, I think it's going to be a physical series. I don't think it's going to be any different than, you know, how we play. We're going to play hard when we can, but you know, we're not going to be running around looking for hits.
Adam, what kind of an effect do you think the crowds in both cities will have in this series?
Yeah, you know, we've had tremendous support here. I think the whiteout has been unbelievable, and you know, all year we've been really fortunate to have such good support. And Winnipeg's definitely been an unfriendly place to play for opposing teams. And I think you look at the run Nashville was on last year and the support they got down there, and you know, they always seem to find an extra gear there. So it's important that you kind of are able to, you know, sway their momentum, kind of slow down their start, and you know, when the building gets rocking, you know, just to handle that wave of momentum.